Hello, everybody. I would like to talk today about winds in the Dodecanese and in the Aegean, but especially in the area of the Dodecanese. In the cruising season, which is normally from June to September or October, the wind in the Dodecanese or in the Aegean, again, is mainly dominated by the large high pressure that settles on the western continent. But there is a very big influence of local areas. What do I mean by that? The high pressure will give a northerly flow. This is known as the Meltemi, and everybody cruising the Aegean during the summer months will experience this to some degree. The Meltemi, which is, as I said, normally coming from the north, can be very strong, sometimes exceeding 40 knots. Normally, it is about 25 to 30 knots. Quite strong, and have to live with it. It is not blowing every day. It can blow for 5 or 6 days in a row and then settle down. Most days, it will blow from the afternoon into the night and will dwindle and become calm sometimes late at night till late morning. However, the directions of the wind can vary according to the area. We are talking about the Dodecanese, which is the eastern part of the Aegean, and the northerly flow already have an eastern quantity because of the funnel effect coming from north. On the west side, you'll have an easterly wind. On the east side, you'll have the wind more westerly. When you are coming close to land, the land have a big effect. For example, in the channel between Rhodes and Turkey, wind would be dominantly westerly with a very strong effect in the northern tip of Rhodes, where the wind becoming stronger again through the funnel effect in between Rhodes and Turkey. The same will happen along the coast of Kos, for example, south of Kos. Many times, you will experience strong northerlies on the northeast side of Kos, but when you pass south of Kos, it will be calm altogether until late afternoon when the westerly wind suddenly comes. Same effect will be felt along the coast of Crete, the island of Crete on the south Aegean Sea, have a very strong mass going from east to west, west to east. And the wind there, although the isobars will suggest northerly flow, the winds are dominantly west-northwest, something to remember. Other important things to know when you are sailing these waters, again, the land effect, for example, going north from Kos to Samos. If you stay close to the land, late afternoon, the land effect will start influencing and you will feel that the northerly wind is coming down and you may even have suddenly easterly wind coming as offshore wind, which can help you navigate around Samos. However, we are talking about the Meltemi, which is the prevalent wind, but cruisers should remember that it is not 100% of the time. Winds are affected by the pressure system passing, and it is quite possible in this month to have suddenly a low pressure coming across the Aegean with southwesterly wind, with the rain sometimes, especially in the North Aegean, or complete calm for several days where there is no wind at all until the Meltemi suddenly comes. This is in general the winds in the Dodecanese area. The rest you have to get from your experience and to watch the weather forecast.